告去到呢度啊，今日咧我哋要嚟到去咧读经啊，今日咧系我哋五月份基督教家庭月嘅最后一个主日啦，喺五月份里面，希望呢个系一个鼓励啊，唔系就五月份之后就停咗呢一个嘅爱嘅家人嘅关系嘅建立，系咪啊？咁今日咧我哋咧系会好开心啊，我哋咧有Angela。多听 Angela 喺我哋中间分享神嘅话语，不过我先嚟读出呢个经文，一阵间 Angela 同我哋分享 ，Marie 姊妹会同我哋传译，系嘛？呢个经文咧就喺创世纪十七章一到八节嘅经文嘅，吓揾到嘅时间咧，我哋咧一齐嘅嚟到去，可唔可以鼓励你一齐开声读出嚟啊？如果你觉得可以嘅时候，我哋一齐宣读神嘅话语，好唔好啊？创世纪十七章一到八节嘅经文，我哋准备。亚伯兰九十九岁时。耶和华向他显现，对他说：我是全能的神，你当在我面前行走，作完全的人。我要与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。亚伯兰脸含伏在地，神又对他说：看啊，这就是我与你立的约，你要成为多国的父。从今以后。你的名字不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已经立你作多国的父。我必使你生养极其繁多，国度要从你而立，君王要从你而出。我要与你以及你世世代代的后裔建立我的约，成为永远的约，是要作你和你后裔的神。我要把你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔永远为业。我也必作他们的神。感谢主。好，咁我哋咧就系今日嘅讲题就系我们一家跟随耶稣。好，我将时间咧交俾Angela 同埋咧Marie 同我哋传译。
Good morning.
早晨。
Thank you for inviting me to speak.
多謝你邀請我嚟呢度。
It's an honor and privilege.
係好榮幸嘅。
Let's open our time with word of prayer.
我哋首先祈禱。
Father, we want to follow you.
親愛天父，我哋想跟隨你。
Show us how.
請你指教我哋。
We want to follow you with our families together.
我哋要我哋一家人都跟随你主。
Please show us how.
求你指教我。
We lift up this time to you. We open up our hearts to you.
我哋将我哋嘅心打开，将呢个时间都交俾你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督嘅名，我哋一齐祷告。
Amen.
阿门。
In this passage that you're very familiar with, we see that God makes a covenant with Abraham.And changes his name from Abram to Abraham.
剛才我們所讀的那段經文大家都很熟悉了。耶和華神就跟亞伯蘭立約，並且為他改了名。
With this name change, Abram, who was exalted father, is now the father of many.
亞伯蘭在這裡被耶和華改了名之後，從一個很尊榮的父親成為一個多國之父。
This covenant that God makes with Abraham is an official promise with his people.
耶和华咧同亚伯兰立呢个约咧系一个承诺嚟嘅。
God calls Abraham and his descendants into a relationship with him and promises that he is going to be a great nation with many blessings.
耶和华咧同亚伯拉罕立约，并且同佢嘅后裔一齐立约，系。将极大的祝福赐俾佢哋啦，要佢哋成为一个大国。
And this was the beginning of God's relationship with all the biblical patriarchs that we see in Genesis.
从呢度开始咧，我哋就见到耶和华同亚伯拉罕同埋佢之后嘅一啲后裔咧，要同佢有一个好密切嘅关系。
Starting with Abraham, we see this line of patriarchs following Isaac.Jacob and the 12 tribes of Israel eventually leads to King David, and then that leads to Jesus.
咁咧，耶和華咧同佢嘅子民和佢哋嘅先祖咧有呢個關係嘅開始之後咧，我哋見到從亞伯拉罕開始啦，有以撒啦、雅各啦，並且咧有以色列十二個支派，同埋咧一路直到大衛王，跟住仲有好多代之後到耶穌基督。
And when we take a close look at how this covenant relationship was formed, we can understand God's expectations on our families.
如果我哋仔細去睇咧，耶和華同呢一個族群佢哋有個關係之後咧，我哋就明白到咧，上帝對我哋家庭裏邊嗰個期望係啲乜嘢啦。
How He wants us to follow Him and how He wants us to love Him.
咁我哋就會知道咧，佢想我哋點樣去跟隨佢，同埋點樣去愛佢。
So my first point is this: parents are important, fathers especially so.
首先我们要知道父母很重要，尤其是父亲。
God is making a covenant with Abraham, not with Sarah.
上帝和亚伯拉罕立约，而不是和撒拉。
He's making a covenant with the head of the household.
上帝是和一家之主去立约的。
And he changes Abraham's name to Abraham, the father of many.
上帝还将亚伯兰的名字改了成为亚伯拉罕，意思就是多国之父。
And this name itself reflects God's anointing on Abraham.
这个为他改名的动作呢，就反映出呢，上帝对亚伯拉罕的恩膏在当中。
He'll be the father of many, not because of his merits, but because God has called him to be the father of many.
他能够成为多国之父，不是因为他有什么了不起，而是呢，上帝他指定要他成为多国之父。
And it almost seems like God is giving him this new identity.
好似上帝俾咗亚伯拉罕一个新嘅身份一样。
At this point in time, Abraham only has one son, Ishmael.
喺呢个时候咧，其实亚伯拉罕只有一个儿子，就系以撒玛利。
And that's not even from his wife Sarah.
而呢个儿子大家都知道啦，唔系从佢真正嘅太太嗰度生出嚟嘅。
And he thinks that's who he is. I'm Ishmael's father.
当其时咧，亚伯拉罕就会觉得，哦，我就系以撒玛利嘅父亲啦。
In fact, when God says he will bless him with a son, Abraham laughed, and he said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old?"
当上帝咧同亚伯拉罕讲话，哇，你要有一个儿子嘅时候，亚伯拉罕自己都笑出嚟啊，话，哇，100岁仲生到仔咩
？And he said to God.Only if Ishmael might live under your blessing.
他还跟上帝说，他说，哦，求你去祝福以撒玛利，在你面前得到祝福。
In his reality, in his world, that's the only son he knows.
在他的现实生活世界当中，只有这个儿子就是以撒玛利了。
But God promises future son, you will definitely have a son, and your son will be called Isaac.
但是上帝咧，佢重新再同佢讲一次，你系会有一个儿子啊，并且你要叫佢做以撒。
That's going to be your reality, and I promise you that today.
上帝咧喺当其时咧，好郑重嘅去承诺佢，你一定会有呢个儿子。
And we all know that this promise was fulfilled.
我哋大家都知道啦，上帝咧，佢将呢一个应许咧系赐俾咗亚伯拉罕嘅。
And over throughout the passage, God confirms that He will establish His covenant with Abraham and his descendants.
上帝咧喺呢一段经文里边重复嘅确认佢同亚伯拉罕，并且佢以后嘅后裔系去必然系立呢个约嘅，系会成就嘅。
I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants.
我要与你。并你世世代代的后裔建立我的约。
I will give an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you.
And 作永远的约要作你和你后裔的神。
As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants.
你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约。
This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you.
这就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约。
He makes this covenant not just with Abraham, but with his descendants as well.
上帝咧唔单止系同亚伯拉罕去立约，并且系同佢世世代代嘅后裔去立呢个约。
It's like when you sign a contract on behalf of your family.
就好似咧，你以你家人嘅名义咧去签咗一套合同一样。
When you sign any contract, it's usually the head of the family that signs.
通常签约嘅都系即系一家之主去做嘅呢件事。
There are no rooms on the contract for your children to sign.
通常咧，啲细路仔咧都冇乜话事权嘅，唔可以签呢个合约嘅。
And the way we look at this head of household aligns with how God designs human families.
咁我哋睇到咧，一家之主嘅呢、这个同上帝佢去设计家庭嘅呢个模式咧，系一样一致嘅。
God ordained fathers to be the heads.
上帝按立父亲成为一家之主。
So whether fathers are aware of it or not, by God's design, they exercise a great influence on their families.
所以无论咧，你作为父亲，你察觉与否咧，按照上帝嘅设计咧，你对你屋企嘅影响力系非常之大嘅。
And I came across this really interesting statistics at the recent FECA Pastoral Fellowship.
咁最近咧喺联会嘅一个教牧嘅团契里边咧，我发现咗一个好有趣嘅数据。
When a child is the first Christian in their household,
当一个细路仔成为佢家人里边第一个成为基督徒嘅时候咧
，the percentage of the rest of the families that following that child is 3.5%.
咁咧，佢其他嘅家人成员能会成为基督徒嘅百分比咧系3.5
Out of 100 kids that accept Jesus and go home, only 3.5 family may turn to Jesus because of that child.
意思就系喺100个小朋友里边，只有3.5个小朋友嘅屋企人会系因为呢个小朋友成为基督徒而成为基督徒。
When a mother is the first Christian in their household, 17% end up following Jesus together.
如果系母亲成为呢个屋企嘅第一位基督徒嘅话咧。其余的成员成为基督徒百分比就是17
100 moms heard the gospel, accepted Jesus, they go home, try to share the gospel, only 17 families will follow Jesus.
意思就是说有100个母亲听到福音接受了耶稣回到去家里跟他们家人传福音的时候只有17个百分比的家人是会成为基督徒。
What do you think is the number for fathers?
你哋认为如果系爸爸嘅话，个百分比有几多咧？吓
93%，
93%啊
！That's how important you are, fathers.
所以千祈唔好睇小你自己啊，父亲们。
You have so much influence on your families.
你有好大嘅影响力嘅。
Even the fathers who may think, no, I don't really get respected at my home, you still have a lot of influence.
即使你认为你在家里完全没有影响力，完全没有被尊重的话，你仍然有很大影响力。
As the head of the family, you're not just important because you make important decisions or you take care of your families, but God ordained you.
你在一家之主这个位置里面你重要性不单单是因为你赚钱养家或者你做一些很大的抉择性的决定而是上帝他已经按立了你给了这个权柄给你。
And he ordained you as a spiritual head, just like God ordained Abraham and made this covenant.
上帝是按立你成为家的一个灵里面的一家之主就好像他对亚伯拉罕所作的承诺一样。
And who you are and what you do affect your family more than you know.
你是誰和你做了什麼呢其實影響你家人多過你所想到的。
You're setting the culture of your family.
你是負責去影響到你家裡面的一些文化上面的影響。
The value system of your family.
價值觀的影響。
And relational dynamic in the family.
同埋咧，关系上面嘅模式嘅一种影响。
And that's not all there is. We call our God our heavenly Father.
除咗呢啲之外咧，我哋都叫我哋天上嘅天父做上帝做天父。
As humans, we make connections in our brains to process information.
作为人类咧，我哋嘅大脑咧会建立一啲连接去处理一啲信息嘅。
When we learn a new concept, we try to find it in our knowledge what may be similar to that concept.
当我哋学到一个新嘅概念嘅时候咧，我哋咧都会入同我哋已知嘅一啲知识上边咧去找寻一个相同嘅关联。
So when we first learn about our heavenly Father, we can't help but to make connection with our earthly fathers.
所以当我哋第一次去学习关于天父嘅时候咧，我哋好不其然咧就会联想到地上面嘅父亲。
If some of you had a very intimidating, scary father,
如果你有一个比较威严咧嘅父亲嘅话咧
，you may see God as someone who's very strict.
咁你就会睇到，你就会认为天父都系一个比较威严嘅父亲啦。
If someone had a father who had really friendly, approachable father,
咁如果你嘅爸爸咧系一个比较平易近人嘅父亲咧
，they may see heavenly father as someone who's friendly and approachable.
啊，同样嘅，佢哋亦都会觉得咧，天父系一个好平易近人嘅神。
So your relationship with your child today can affect how your child sees our heavenly father.
所以父亲们，你哋今日同你哋子女嘅关系咧，好直接影响到佢同上帝嘅关系嘅。
And it's not to say mothers are not important.
唔系话妈妈唔重要。
In fact, you're both important, but you two play different roles.
其实爸爸同妈妈一样咁重要，只不过咧佢哋两个咧系负责唔同嘅角色。
And as you can see in this chart, who helped you come to Christ?
喺呢个图表里边好清楚，我哋见到边一。
When 208 children were asked this question, they said 50% of them said parents.
在208个小朋友里面，成年人里面，青少年里面，有一半的50% 是说爸爸妈妈将他们带去信主的。
When it comes to your children's relationship with God, you are more important than Pastor Mui.Me, Pastor Joe, Pastor Cheng.
所以咧，喺你同你仔女嘅关系里边，去影响佢点样成为基督徒咧，其实系比梅牧师啦、Angela 啦，甚至乎郑牧师啊，或者 Pastor Joe 啦，系更加深远嘅。
No one can replace you in this role.
冇人能够代替你嘅。
You spend way more time with them, and your kids respect you way more.
如果你咧系花多啲时间喺你同仔女嘅关系上面咧，佢哋一样会更加嘅去尊敬你。
To them, you're not just mom and dad, but closest Christian adult they get to see every day.
对于你子女嚟讲咧，你唔单单只系佢哋爸爸妈妈，而系咧佢哋能够喺生活上面接触到系最亲密嘅一个成人嘅基督徒模样。
So what did God expect Abraham, the important head of the household, to do?
所以上帝咧，佢期望亚伯拉罕系成为一家之主嘅时候，系去做啲乜嘢咧
？In this passage, God says this covenant requires Abraham's faithfulness to be acted upon and expressed through circumcision.
所以咧喺呢段经文嗰度咧，上帝话要需要亚伯拉罕藉着去行割礼咧，去彰显佢嘅信心。
And that's how he showed his commitment. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you.
所以咧喺第十一节嗰度讲，你们都要受割礼，这是我与你们立约嘅证据。
My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant.
系，我哋喺身体上面受嘅割礼咧，就成为立约嘅证据。
On that very day, Abraham took his son Ishmael and all those born in his household or bought with his money, every male in his household and circumcised them, as God told him.
正当那日，亚伯拉罕遵着神的命，给他的儿子以实玛利和家里一切男子，无论是在家里生的，用银子买的，都行了割礼。
There are symbolic meanings to circumcision.
其实割礼咧系一个象征式嘅一个有一个象征式嘅意义。
It was their way of being set apart from other nations.
就系藉着割礼咧，将呢一个族群咧同其他嘅族群嚟分别出嚟。
We are God's people and we're different.
我哋就系上帝嘅子民，我哋系唔同嘅。
Also, it reflects that they're now different from before.
而且咧系同以前唔同嘅。
Committing themselves to God by wearing the symbol of covenant in flesh.
哦，我哋以身体里边嘅一个割礼去成为呢一个约嘅一个证据。
And Abraham didn't delay one bit in honoring this covenant.
亚伯拉罕咧，佢一啲都冇迟疑到。
It says in verse 23, on that day.
就好似第十三节所讲，佢话正当那日。
Immediately after God commanded him to circumcise, he himself was circumcised, and he made sure every male in his household was also circumcised with him.
当上帝咧，佢同亚伯拉罕讲咗呢一个立约嘅证据之后咧，亚伯拉罕完全冇犹豫，马上正当那日就喺嗰一日，就即刻佢自己啦，以及佢家里边一切嘅男子咧，都行咗呢个割礼。
And there was no hesitation in him.
是完全呢是没有迟疑到的。
And after this one-time commitment, he was tested again in Genesis 22.
在这一次完成了这个委身承诺之后呢 在创世纪的22章他再次被试炼。
God blessed Abraham with Isaac, and he knows how precious this son is to him.
上帝咧祝福咗亚伯拉罕有咗以撒呢个儿子啦，而且上帝亦都知道咧呢个儿子对佢系有几咁宝贵嘅。
Yet he tells him to sacrifice him。
然而咧，上帝叫亚伯拉罕将呢个儿子作为献祭。
Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountain I will show you."
神说：你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
After this command, the Bible doesn't include any questions from Abraham.
在上帝发完这个命令之后，圣经里面都没有记载到亚伯拉罕问了什么问题。
It just says he got up and took his son.To the mountain the next morning.
佢就系上面只系记载咗佢清晨起来嘅时候，带住儿子就上咗山啦。
There was no negotiation, no argument, no complaints, just a complete surrender.
喺当中咧，亚伯拉罕系冇同神谈判啦，亦都冇争拗，冇投诉，系完全嘅顺服。
When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham.
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒。放在坛的柴上，亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。他说：我在这里。
Again, there was no hesitation in Abraham.
你见到咧，亚伯拉罕从来都冇犹豫到。
In fact, because there was no hesitation, we see this urgency in the voice of the angel of the Lord: Abraham, Abraham, stop, stop! Don't lay your hand on the boy.
你看到亚伯拉罕他真的手起就刀落了，即以示到我们听到天使他的呼叫声的时候是带着很迫切性的，他在说亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，你没有动手啊。
What can we learn from Abraham's experience?
我们可以从亚伯拉罕这个经历里面学到什么呢？
When we make our first commitment to Jesus,
当我们第一次委身给耶稣的时候，
When we first accept Jesus and decide to follow him,
当我们第一次接受耶稣并且去跟随他的时候，
When we get baptized and when we profess our faith publicly,
当我们受浸并且公开应信的时候，
When we join the church as a member and start worshiping with other brothers and sisters,
当我们初初加入教会并且开始和弟兄姊妹一起崇拜的时候，
All of these beautiful milestones only mark the beginning of your journey with Jesus.
刚才所讲的一切很美好的里程碑，只不过是我们跟随耶稣最初初开始的旅程。
And along that journey, we may still need to recommit, renew, and surrender all over again and again.
在
这个旅程的里面，我们要重新再次的多次委身更新，和不断的降服。
Imagine if Abraham said, I got circumcised for you. What more do you want from me? You want my son?
你想想，如果亚伯拉罕跟上帝说，我都已经为你行了割礼，你还想我做什么？你还要买我的仔？
But Abraham didn't.
但是亚伯拉罕他没有这样
说。He understood he was in no position to question God's will.
他知道他完全没有资格去质疑神的旨意。
He showed complete trust and faith in the Lord.
他表现出完全的信任，还是完全的有信心对神。
The kind of trust and faith that God considers as Abraham's righteousness.
就是这种的信任和信心，上帝因此称亚伯拉罕为义。
Do you want your family to trust in the Lord and follow Jesus?
你想不想你的家人都是一样地信任、相信神呢？
Do you know the easiest way to do it?
你知不知道最简单的方法是什么？
Commit yourself to Jesus.
首先你自己委身给耶稣基督。
Surrender yourself to Jesus.
并且降服在耶稣的里面。
And repeat over and over every day.
而每一天将这两个重复地去做。
When we do that, we experience inward transformation.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就会经历内里面的更新。
Circumcision of the heart by the Spirit that Paul talks about.
这个就是保罗所说的，是在心里面行的一个割礼。
When we follow Jesus, we're surrendering each day, denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following Him.
当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们每天的降服，并且舍己背起十字架去跟从祂。
And this lifelong journey of surrendering over and over looks very daunting and intimidating.
这个一生的旅程听下去真的都挺吓人的。
We wish it was as simple as just signing the contract once.
我们都希望这个可以是好像一次性的签了合约这样就可以了。
But one thing I want to remind you today is this lifelong journey of faith is the most powerful education tool for your children.
但是我今天想提醒大家一件事，就是这个一生信心的旅程，就是用来教育你们子女最有力的工具。
Your children have only read about Abraham.
你们的子女呢，只是读过亚伯拉罕。
They've only read about Moses.
他们只是读过摩西。
They've only read about King David or 12 disciples.
他们只不过是读过大卫王的，还有他12个门徒。
But they get to see you and me today.
但是呢，他们今天就可以亲眼地见到你和我。
They get to live with you.
他们可以和你一起同住。
They get to observe your life decisions.
亦都可以亲眼去目睹你怎样去做每一个决定。
And as you follow Jesus and become more and more like him, they get to see what it's like to follow Jesus through you.
所以呢，当你跟随耶稣的时候，当你越来越像耶稣基督的时候，因着你的缘故，他们会知道跟随耶稣基督是什么的一回事。
So when you take on this journey every day by committing and surrendering with full faith in Jesus, your faith gets caught by them, not taught.
当你每日在这个旅程里面，完全的凭着信心去委身和去降服在基督耶稣当中的时候，你的信心不单单是言教，而且是身教。
We also don't want our children to just hear the gospel and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and that's it.
我们都不想我们的子女只不过是听到福音而去接受耶稣基督。
As a director of children's ministry, that is not my goal.
作为儿童事工的主任，这个绝对不是我的目的。
My goal is to lay foundation so they continue this lifelong journey.
我的目的是希望在他们的生命当中是建立一个很结实的基础，以致到他一生都会跟随神。
Accepting Jesus and hearing the gospel is so important, but that's only the beginning.
听到福音，接受耶稣基督是很重要，但是这个只不过是一个开始。
In fact, we may all have some family members who once accepted the gospel, but now drifted away.
我相信大家都可能有啲家人曾经系接受咗耶稣基督，但系而家都开始远离咗神啦。
And I know how heartbreaking that is。
喺呢个咧，俾你见到咧系非常之伤心嘅一件事。
And as I share this message with you, I'm also reminding myself the same truth。
今日咧，我同你分享呢个信息嘅时候，亦都咧同样嘅去提醒我自己呢件事。
We can keep inviting them and pray for them and encourage them。
我哋仍然可以继续嘅去鼓励佢哋啦，邀请佢哋。
But when all else have failed，
但系如果所有嘅嘢都冇用嘅话
，all we can do is to be the living testimony by following Jesus。
我哋仍然咧系可以成为一个活生生嘅见证，为咗耶稣基督。
Following him faithfully, genuinely, and humbly every single day，
就系每日嘅我哋系好谦卑嘅去跟从耶稣基督。
Trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit to transform us and to show others who Jesus is.
相信咧，圣灵嘅大能咧喺我哋心里边动工更新我哋时候后，可以成为别人嘅一个见证。
It's really interesting to observe our children because they are like their parents.
去观察小朋友咧一个好得意嘅嘢嚟嘅，因为咧每一次见到佢哋咧都好似。即系同佢哋嘅父母好相似嘅。
I'm talking about the way they behave。
因为佢哋嘅行为做人处事嘅嘢都好相似嘅。
We have one child, this little boy。
有个小小嘅小男孩。
Who walks like this？
咁样行路嘅。唔使我再做多次啦吓，阿Angela做得非常之神似。
And I was like, "Wow, that's an interesting walk."
我就喺度谂咯，哇！呢个细路仔行得咁有型嘅。
Couple weeks later, I see his dad walking towards me。
咁几个星期之后咧，我见到佢个爸爸行过嚟。
Same way，
同样都系咁样行法，系边个
？They get to see you and copy you, imitate you, follow you。
咁你可想而知，你见到啦。当你啲细路仔见到你点样去做嘢嘅时候咧，佢哋照样咧系会即系重复去跟随你嘅。
And I believe when each of us walk faithfully in the Lord every day, they will start walking in the same direction, same way。
我亦都相信咧，如果我哋凭住信心去跟随耶稣基督，每天跟随佢嘅时候，我哋嘅仔女咧见到亦都会同样跟住我哋咁做。
So in reality, what does that look like to follow Jesus every day?
所以喺现实生活里边，究竟我哋所谓嘅每天跟随耶稣，究竟系一个乜嘢嘅模样咧
？Here are some examples from the research。
哦，以下咧会有啲有一个研究去有咁多嘅统计。
When they asked young adults who still stayed in the church, why did you stay? What did you do growing up? What are the activities that your family involved in?
Okay, 这个统计呢研究呢就是问了一些已经成年了的基督徒问他们为什么你还会留在教会里面究竟你们以前呢是在家里做过什么事
These were common answers.
这几个是最普遍的答案
Reading the Bible several times a week.
每个星期阅读圣经有好几次的
Taking part in a service project or church mission trip as a family.
全家人一起去参与一些服务社区的活动又或者去参加教会的短期宣教。
Sharing their faith with unbelievers.
向非基督徒去分享信仰。
Encouraging teenagers to serve in church.
并且鼓励青少年是在教会当中服侍。
Asking forgiveness when they messed up as parents.
当父母犯错的时候，他会向儿女去道歉。
Encouraging their children's unique talents and interests.
不断去鼓励他们的儿女发挥他独特的才能和兴趣。
Taking annual family vacations.
每一年全家人一起去旅行。
Attending churches with teaching that emphasize what the Bible says.
他们会参与一些着重圣经教导的一些教会。
And teaching their children to tithe.
并且教导他们的子女要做十一奉献。
The 2019 Children's Ministry Statistics Report includes this remark.
在2019年儿童事工统计报告有以下的这个评论。
When parents demonstrate obedience to Jesus.
当父母表现出佢哋系对耶稣信服嘅时候
，children can see firsthand the reality of Christ at work.
孩子们咧会亲身嘅去体会到耶稣动工嘅时候嘅实际真实性。
It doesn't take perfect parents, just honest disciples following Jesus.
我们不需要一些完美的父母去跟随耶稣，我们只需要一些真实的门徒。
So let's take on this journey together.
所以我们一起踏上这个旅程。
Following Jesus with my family cannot happen unless I follow him first.
如果想一家人一起跟随耶稣的话，如果我不跟随是没办法发生的。
Remember, we're no longer requiring circumcision of flesh, but circumcision of heart.
在现在的现代里面，我们不再要求一定要行身体上的割礼，但是我们要行心里面的割礼。
May the Spirit guide you and give you strength for this beautiful journey with Jesus.
愿圣灵指引你，并且赐予你能力去踏上跟随耶稣基督的这个旅程。
Let's pray together.
一起低头祷告。
God, we want to commit ourselves to you.
主啊，我们想委身的在你当中。
And we want to surrender ourselves to you.
我们愿意降服在你里面。
And we want to go through this process daily.
我们要每天每天的去重复。
So that every decision that we make reflects who you are.
以致到我哋每一个决定做出嚟嘅时候，都可以系因着你嘅缘故。
And every word that we speak reflects our love for you。
而我哋说每一句说话都能够咧系彰显你嘅爱。
Help us as we go on this journey together。
求主你帮助我哋，当我哋踏上呢个旅程嘅时候
，Empower us with your Holy Spirit。
求主你咧让圣灵赐予我哋能力。
We completely depend on you because we're nothing without you.
我们完完全全的去依靠你，因为没有了你，我们什么都不能做。
Thank you for giving us models of faith.
多谢你呢，主给到我们见到很多不同的好基督徒的模样。
Help us also be a model of faith to the next generation.
求主你都帮助我们呢，成为下一代一个好的见证。
We thank you and we love you.
多谢主你，我哋都好爱你。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督嘅名祈祷，阿门。
Thank you.
Good, 各位弟兄姊妹，让我哋一同嘅。站立，我们领受从上帝而来的赐福。在这段时间，都用一两分钟，你再次透过刚才神同你的说话，你来到向神去为自己的家庭来到祷告祝福，或者为自己的家人来到祷告祝福。你盼望领受从上帝而来的祝福，我们自己要打开我们的心，上帝已经应许了，上帝亦都话佢会带领我哋，如果我哋愿意伸出手嚟俾佢带领嘅时间，我相信会更多更多嘅祝福，按住圣经所应许嘅临到你同你嘅家庭中间。让你喺呢刻，我哋有时间可以俾你有一两分钟嘅时候，打开你嘅心嚟到祝福你自己嘅家庭。喺你领受从神而嚟嘅祝福之前，你祝福你嘅家庭，你可以心里面发出呢个祷告，祝福佢。每一位在中间有需要的，求神来医治，求神加能力，求神来到修复保守，求神赐智慧，求神带领未信主的家人透过你的生命。我们每一个都祷告，没人能够代替你亲自的祷告和祝福你的家人，你身边的人，神使用你，神欢迎你。 主啊，聆听我们每一个发出的祷告。感动我们每一个，更加敏锐到怎样来到去奉你的名去祷告和祝福我们的家人，我们的亲友，祝福他们，祝福我们有智慧和他们建立更好的关系，见证你的名，祝福我们每一位弟兄姊妹行近你的时间，更让你的爱藉着我们流出去，给身边的家人感受到，补足我们的不足。一刻圣灵在我们整个的弟兄姊妹今天在当中，或者未能够来到的，在他们每一个家庭中间，主啊，他们就有你的充满，有你的爱的时候，他们每一次来到哪一个地方，他的家人，他的亲友的中间，他们脚掌所踏之地尽都要荣耀你的名。我祝福他们每一位带着你的爱和同在进入到他们每一个家庭家人的关系中间，祝福每一位弟兄姊妹，祝福透过这个整个月的基督教家庭月的时候，神啊，你的爱，你的教导，主啊，你的医治就临到在我们中间，让我们能够更深体会到你，体会到你的爱。我们同心领受从上帝而来的赐福。但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们藉着圣灵的能力大有盼望。又愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你和你的家人同在，直到主耶稣基督再来。阿们。各位可以安静默祷，可以请坐，默祷之后可以自由散会，愿主赐福你们。